فلما أتى عليه قال أين تريد؟ قال أريد أخا لي في هذه القرية. قال فهل لك عليه من نعمة تربها؟ قال لا، غير أني أحببته في الله عز وجل. قال فإني رسول الله إليك بأن الله أحبك كما أحببته له. أخرجه مسلم. On the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, on the authority of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that a man visited a brother of his in another city. So Allah placed an angel on the side to wait for him. So when he came past him, meaning when the man going to visit his brother went past where Allah placed the angel said to the man, "And where are you going?" He said, "I'm going to visit a brother of mine in this city." So the angel said to him, "Is there any worldly gain that you will benefit from visiting him?" He said, "No, other than I want to visit him because I love him for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake, for the sake of Allah azza wa jal." So then the angel said, "Indeed, I am a messenger of Allah to you to inform you that Allah loves you as you love him, as you loved your brother for Allah's sake." Collected by Imam Muslim. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's showing us, as we see in these hadith, that the relationship of the Muslim to the Muslim is one for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not that our relationships are based on any worldly gain that we may receive from each other, but is sincerely and solely for the sake of Allah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us in these authentic hadith. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام بينكم. أخرجه مسلم. On the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "You will not enter into Jannah until you believe, and you will not believe until you love one another. Should I not show you something that if you did it, you would love one another? Spread the salams amongst yourselves." This is collected by Imam Muslim. And here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shows us what will bring us closer to each other, and this is by spreading the salams to one another. And alhamdulillah, in these days Allah has blessed us with the opportunity to give salams to our brothers and sisters in Islam, no matter where they are. If we see them directly, we give them the salams, but we can also take advantage of the phone and giving the salams, and by the fax machine and giving the salams, and by the email and giving the salams, and by writing letters to give the salams. All of this will create love in the hearts of the Muslims, inshallah ta'ala, and bring us together and make us true believers, those worthy of entering into Jannah. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الناس إن الله قد أذهب عنكم عبية الجاهلية وتعظمها بآبائها فالناس رجلان بر تقي كريم على الله وفاجر شقي هين على الله الناس بنو آدم وخلق الله آدم من تراب قال الله يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. أخرجه الترمذي وصححه الألباني. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he narrates on the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, "O humanity, indeed Allah has removed from you the ignorance of Jahiliyyah. or the ignorant racism of Jahiliyyah, or the nationalism or the tribism of Jahiliyyah, and praising one another or feeling proud over one another because of your lineage or because of your forefathers. Humanity are the children of Adam, and they are two types: righteous, God-fearing, and noble to Allah, and the other is wicked, wretched, and despicable in the sight of Allah. Humanity are the children of Adam, and Allah created Adam from dirt. Allah says, meaning in the Quran, O humanity, indeed I created you from a male and a female, and made you into nations and tribes, so that you may know one another. Indeed, the most noble in the sight of Allah is the one with the most taqwa. Indeed, Allah is the all-knower, the all-aware, collected by At-Tirmidhi. And Al-Albani, you said that it is authentic. Here the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he shows us that nobody has a virtue over the other, but it's all about striving to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the one who is obedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fearing Allah by following His book and the sunnah of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this is the one noble in the sight of Allah ta'ala. And the one who disobeys Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and leads a life of other than adherence to the Quran and the sunnah, then this is the one who is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not about our nationality or our colors or our language. It's about obedience to Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and following the Quran and the sunnah. Let's be brothers to one another in accordance to Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى he shows us in many ayah and hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that which if we did it we would be more of brothers to each other, and this would benefit us ourselves, and it would also benefit Islam and the Muslims in general. And we see in another ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us what we can do to become closer to one another. And this is also important for us in these times that are coming, as the month of Ramadan is upon us and the believers are looking to pay the zakat for their wealth. Allah ta'ala, He says, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ إنما الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة قلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل فريضة من الله والله عليم حكيم. Allah Ta'ala, He says, the zakat expenditures are only for the fuqara and the masakin, or the poor and the needy, and those who are employed to collect it and to gather or to bring the hearts together and to set the captives free, and for those in debt, and fi sabilillah, or for the cause of Allah, and for the traveler. This is an obligation imposed by Allah, and Allah is Alimun Hakim. Allah is the all-knower, the all-wise. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He gives us the verdict on who the zakat is to be given to. And it's to be given to one of the eight categories, or from amongst these eight categories that Allah has mentioned in His book, of which the first one is the fuqara, or the poor, and the second is the masakin, or the poor, And the ulama, they differ, but they say that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means, Wallahu a'lam, that Allah says that He begins with the fuqara, which means the poor who are the poorest, and He begins with them because it's more important that our zakat goes to those who are more so in need than others. And then comes the masakeen, who are a lesser degree, who are in a lesser degree of poverty than those who came before them. And the third group are those employed to collect it, those who are responsible for collecting the zakat, whether they are those who go out to get the zakat from the people, or those who are distributing the zakat, or those who are guarding and watching over the zakat. All of them, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in this ayat, that for the zakat is to be given to them for their work in handling the zakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, and bringing the hearts together. The ulama, they say that what is meant here by bringing the hearts together, this means from amongst them a new Muslim whose iman is not strong in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you would give him from the zakat that which might strengthen his heart and his resolve that Islam is the truth, and that he might be able to, inshallah ta'ala, better worship Allah ta'ala in accordance with his book and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to benefit his own soul and Islam and the Muslims. Also, some of the ulama, they mentioned from amongst them, from bringing the hearts together, it refers to someone who has yet to embrace Islam, but that he may be able to benefit Islam. So that the Muslims give him from the zakat that which will soften his heart to accept Islam, at hopes that he might benefit Islam and the Muslims, inshallah ta'ala, after he accepts Islam. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. From amongst them is setting the captives free, or the slaves free. And this is by giving the money that will allow the slaves to be set free. Not that you pay for the slave itself, but that the zakat money is used in order to set them free. And those who are in debt, and the ulama, they mention those who are in debt, it means that those who don't have the ability to pay their debts, that the zakat money will be used to pay their debts. But the ulama, they also mention, in light of this, they said this is not pertaining to the Muslims who disobey Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and have fallen into debt because of it. Like in our times, that we try to be involved in the riba of the credit cards or the mortgages or the car notes, and then we find ourselves behind and owing this person and that person, and this one is looking for us and that one, because of our disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ulama, they explain that the zakat is not for the one who disobeyed Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except that if he sincerely repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he wants to change his way and to get out of what he had got himself in the times of disobedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, then in that case it would be for him. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in the seventh category, and fi sabilillah, and this refers to the mujahideen who are fighting jihad fi sabilillah, that the zakat money is to go to support them for their clothing and their food and their weapons and what have you, so that they will make Allah's deen, Allah's word, la ilaha illallah, uppermost in the land. And because of what's going on in these days, it's important for us to clarify that the zakat money is not to support acts of terrorism, or to kill innocent people, or to blow yourselves up by committing suicide. But the zakat wealth are for the people who are fighting jihadun fi sabilillah, and that is for those who are fighting to make Allah's deen uppermost in the land, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us here in His book in Surah At-Tawbah. and for the traveler, meaning the person who is not in his homeland, and he needs wealth or he needs money to get him back to his homeland, then the zakat is for him. And here in this case, there's something a little different, or we see here something a little different, as we'd also see in some of the other cases, if we notice that this person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the zakat is for, he may be from amongst the wealthy, but he doesn't have his wealth with him. His wealth is in his homeland. And for that person, he still gets the zakat, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us here in this verse. And if we reflect on the different people or the different categories of those who receive the zakat, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He benefits the poor. And He benefits those who are responsible for making sure that the poor are taken care of by distributing the zakat money, as we see here. And we also see that it's for the people who may benefit Islam and the Muslims. And this is irregardless of whether they're poor or wealthy. And this is the same case with the traveler. So we see in this ayat here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us those categories of people who receive the zakat money. We see that in giving zakat is benefit for Islam and the Muslims, for all types of Muslims, walhamdulillah. This is guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His book. And if we adhere to this guidance, then it will bring the Muslims closer together, especially in the case of the wealthy and the poor, as we have so many ayat and hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give to the poor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. And in giving your zakat, there's a magnificent reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't simply tax the believers, but He taxed them and replaced for magnificent rewards. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna a'rabiyan atan nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqad. An a'rabiyan atan nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqad. دلني على عمل إذا عملته دخلت الجنة. دلني على عمل دلني على عمل إذا عملته دخلت الجنة. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: تعبدوا الله لا تشركوا به شيئا وتقيموا الصلاة المكتوبة وتؤدي الزكاة المفروضة وتصوموا رمضان. فقال: والذي نفسي بيدي لا أزيد على هذا. فلما ولى قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من سره أن ينظر إلى رجل من أهل الجنة فلينظر إلى هذا. متفق عليه. On the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, that a desert Arab came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said, O Messenger of Allah, show me something. Show me a deed that if I did it, I will be entered into Jannah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, worship Allah and don't ascribe any partners in worship with Him. Establish the compulsory salat. Pay the compulsory zakat. And fast the month of Ramadan. The man, he said, I swear by the one whom my soul is in his hand that I won't do anything more than that. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded when he walked away, would you like to look at someone from amongst the people of Jannah Then take a look at this man collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Here the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, he shows us that from amongst the rewards of giving the zakat that Allah has made compulsory upon you in his book, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you with Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Jannah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-Jannah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-Jannah. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. الحمد لله. Bismillah, ma ba'du. There's two important announcements. The first one, after Salatul Isha on the 29th of Sha'ban, we'll announce inshallah ta'ala if the moon has been sighted or not, and when we will begin fasting the month of Ramadan inshallah ta'ala. The second announcement, some of the businessmen have spoken to me over the years and told me that they have been cheated or beat out of large sums of money by other people posing to be good Muslims. I want to remind the businessmen, inshallah ta'ala, to be mindful of your wealth and mindful of the people who come to offer you whatever investment plans that they pose to offer you. And be mindful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He offers you a bigger reward with your wealth if you give it for His case. So be mindful, because unfortunately Muslims in this area have been beat with over hundreds of thousands of dollars in these scams by Muslims asking them to invest in certain projects. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and your families and your wealth. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.